This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has adopted a resolution expressing its profound grief over the loss of lives in the terrorist incident involving a car explosion near the Red Fort in Delhi. The Cabinet observed 2-minute silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet paid its solemn respects to the victims of this senseless act of violence and conveys its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed till further notice due to security reasons. In a social media post, it said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Qila Metro Station was closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. The Union Cabinet approved a new credit guarantee scheme for exporters, offering 100% credit guarantee to exporters, including MSMEs. The scheme will provide up to 20,000 crore rupees in additional credit, strengthening liquidity and enhancing India's global competitiveness. In another decision, the Cabinet has revised royalty rates for key minerals like cesium, graphite, rubidium and zirconium. Mr. Vaishnav said this will encourage auctioning of mineral blocks and boost the domestic production of critical minerals such as lithium, tungsten and niobium. Increased production will reduce imports, cut supply chain vulnerabilities and create more employment opportunities in India. BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi has been appointed chairperson of the Joint Committee of Parliament to examine the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025 and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. The 31-member committee includes 15 MPs from the BJP, 11 from NDA allies, 4 from the opposition and 1 nominated member. Congress and Trinamool Congress have declined to join the committee, saying the bill violates the fundamental principle of law that a person is innocent until proven guilty. The three bills introduced on the last day of the monsoon session, August 20th, seek automatic removal of the Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and Ministers if they are detained for 30 days on serious charges. A motion was adopted by the Lok Sabha to refer the bills to a joint committee of Parliament. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will take place tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The electronic voting machines or EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all the candidates have been sealed, were kept under tight security in strong rooms. The Election Commission has informed that 37 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision or SIR Phase 2 on 4th of this month. It is 70% of the total 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. Maximum of over 10 crore 80 lakh forms have been handed over in Uttar Pradesh. Over 6.8 crore forms have been given in West Bengal. In the second phase, the ECI has launched the SIR in 9 states and 3 union territories. The ongoing enumeration phase will continue till 4th of next month. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar took part in the G7 Foreign Ministers Meeting outreach session on energy security and critical minerals in Niagara, Canada last night. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar put forth India's perspective and spoke about the need on both issues to mitigate dependence, strengthen predictability and build resilience. And that is the end of this news bulletin.